This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Back 30 or so years ago, before the Chinese economy really started to change, there was a thing over there known as the Iron Rice Bowl. If you had a job with a state-owned firm, you and your family were pretty much taken care of from cradle to grave. Increased privatization of that Chinese economy, though, has changed things, and while there is a newer pension system, it doesn't quite provide the same level of retirement security. According to the Chinese government, more than a quarter of people over the age of 60, that is past the official retirement age, are still working, most of them poor people originally from the countryside. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack has that one from Shanghai.
Li Xinan spent the first six decades of his life as a farmer in a village in central Henan province. He left to find work in the city 3 years ago when he was 60, the age when men are supposed to retire in China.
It was my son who asked me to leave our village. He said I couldn't earn much from farming, so I came to Shanghai.
His wife, Zhang Rongzhi, also passed the retirement age, joined him. Over a meal of rice noodles and sweet potatoes she prepared in their old studio apartment, she tells me the reason they're here is because they need money to help their son to find a wife.
To get married, it costs anywhere from $14,000 to $87,000 for a wedding and gifts. We can't afford this. Also, it's not easy for him to find a wife.
Not easy because when this couple started their family in the countryside, they were restricted to two children, while families in cities were limited to one.
My son was born in 1988. In those days, the family planning policy was strictly enforced. If a woman was carrying a boy, she would keep him. If it was a girl, the family would likely abort the pregnancy. This caused a serious gender imbalance.
The preference for boys was so strong that government statistics show there are some 30 million more men than women in China. Their son needs every advantage he can get, including owning property. The couple borrowed $19,000 to buy their son an apartment, an amount that would have taken them at least a decade to repay if they had stayed in the village. So they came to the city. But finding steady work in Shanghai wasn't easy, says Zhang Rongzhi. They tried cleaning jobs and got fired after a week.
The firm didn't want us because we were too old.
Eventually, someone introduced her husband, Li Xinan, to another cleaning company where he's been working for the past 3 years.
My job is to collect garbage. The job is okay as long as I can earn some money.
He makes $500 a month. Every morning he wakes up at 4:30 to empty trash bins in a residential complex. He uses a shovel to sort what could be recycled from the garbage on the back of an electric tricycle. His wife works here too, as a cleaner. She gets only one day off a week and earns $430 a month, which is at least three times more than what she could earn growing wheat and corn in their village.
The debt we owe for our son's apartment has now been paid off. Now we can save money. As we get older, we will get sick. How can we live if we don't have some savings?
According to a documentary by a government-linked research group, China has a social security system, but it has limits, says He Wenjiu with the China Association of Social Security. The pension for people in the rural areas is low, he says. Retired workers in the cities get about 20 times more. Li Xinan and his wife each get the pension for those in the countryside, about $14 a month. They say for people like them, there is no such thing as retirement. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.